What should be somewhat rare case, which comes up all the time, is as follows. So Yom Ha'atzmaut comes out on which day? Hey Iyar, the fifth day of Iyar. The fifth day of Iyar, what day of the week is that? So you'll take my word for it. If not, I can prove it. That Yom Ha'atzmaut, in terms of days of the week, comes out the day before the first day of Pesach. So the first day of Pesach would be a Sunday. Then Yom Ha'atzmaut would be a Shabbos, etc., etc. That's how it works. It's always the day before. Now, Pesach could only fall out on four different days of the week. We know there's a concept of a lo bedu Pesach. Pesach could not come out on Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, which means that Pesach could only come out on
Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Correct. Those are the only 4 days. Therefore, Yom Ha'atzmaut can only come out on the days of
The day before those days.
Very good. So it could only come out on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. Those are the only 4 days of the week that Yom Ha'atzmaut could come out. Yom Ha'atzmaut has the fifth of Iyar has to fall out on those days. However, the Rabbanut, early on, when they made the decree that we would have Yom Ha'atzmaut, realized that this Yom Ha'atzmaut thing, it's not worth that much, that potentially it should lead to desecration of the Shabbos. Chilul HaShabbos they wanted to avoid. So therefore, if Yom Ha'atzmaut falls out on a Saturday, so what do people do on Yom Ha'atzmaut? Right, so what they usually they have barbecues, they go to the air show, right? So therefore, if that happens, they move it. Similarly, if Yom Ha'atzmaut falls out on a Friday, so again, it's going to run till the night. So once again, they move Yom Ha'atzmaut.
Could have moved the first day of Pesach instead, and wouldn't have the problem.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Right. Now, not only that, but we go a step further. In the event that Yom Ha'atzmaut would fall out on a Monday, as it did this year, right? Then, if that would happen, so Yom HaZikaron would be on
a Sunday, which means
the day before,
which means it's no good. So
right,
we're
so again, so that's we don't want to have Yom HaZikaron falling out on Motzei Shabbos. We don't want it to fall out
because
they will set up on Shabbos. So therefore, you're going to push that ahead a day.
So in theory, it never falls on the Monday.
No, Wednesdays is the only time when Yom Ha'atzmaut falls out on the 5th of Iyar. Three out of the four possibilities of Yom Ha'atzmaut, on what days it ends up, 3 out of 4 years, it's not exact, Yom Ha'atzmaut ends up getting moved one way or another. And the question is, are you allowed to do this? Right? All of a sudden, Yom Ha'atzmaut, right. Hey Iyar, this important day that we have to have it in the middle of Sfira, that we have to, in fact, you know, violate the Sfira in order to celebrate it because it's so important that it be exactly on that day, is almost never on that day. And all of a sudden, it becomes a floating holiday. Right? It ends up being like Martin Luther King's birthday. Somehow you always end up getting it into a Monday. Well, no, we don't. That's the day of the Declaration of Independence. Right. Right.
But so there. It would never fall on a Sunday then.
So, right. So again,
basically. It won't.
Well, again, so again, Yom Ha'atzmaut cannot fall out on a Sunday. But Yom HaZikaron, the day before, the day of the memorial for the soldiers, Sunday, the memorial Tuesday, day, that would move. So it ends up that unbelievably, because of all of these concerns, Yom Ha'atzmaut, according to the Rabbanut, is constantly being moved.
That's interesting. Yom Ha'atzmaut can never be pushed backwards.
Yes, it can.
When do they push it backwards?
When it's Friday, they move it up. They move it up a day.
So it's celebrated on Dala that year.
Yeah. And Yom HaZikaron is on Gimel.
They couldn't do it like.
And also, by Shabbos also gets pushed to Thursday.
They couldn't do it like the 4th of July because that may bump into Pesach. Meaning on a specific.
What do you mean, like a 4th of July?
That's. Meaning that if it's on the weekend, they always push it to the Monday. The federal holiday. So
that's true. 4th of July.
Yeah.
4th of July is always a Monday.
The federal holiday. Actually, actually?
No.
It's not right. That's the one that doesn't.
No, no. Again, Thanksgiving is always on a Thursday. Martin Luther King Day is always
July
on a Monday. Right? I believe that President's Day is always on a Monday.
The 4th is
on. But July 4th tends to fall out on the 4th.
Yeah, occasionally on the 5th or 4th.
Right.
Yeah, but
only if, right, but if it's a Tuesday, again, if it's a weekend, they move it.
Period.
Right, but if it's not a weekend, they don't. As opposed to other things, they move all the time. No, 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 no. They do it. That's the real. The answer is that they, again. So it, again, because they have Shabbos concerns. If it falls out on Shabbos, or if it falls out on Friday, or if it falls out on Monday, which means Yom HaZikaron would be Sunday. In those cases, which are three out of the four logical possibilities, in all of those cases, Yom HaTzmaut gets moved. So it's the only time that Yom HaTzmaut actually falls out on the fifth day of the year when it's supposed to is when it's a Wednesday. That's the only time that it's going to happen. Right? In the case where Pesach falls out on a Thursday, when Pesach is a three-day Yontif,
this
that's the only time.
Is also the same application with Yom Yerushalayim?
No.
Because of desecration of Shabbos?
No. Yom Yerushalayim is 23 days later, so you don't really run into the problems with Yom Yerushalayim.
So it'll never fall out on the Friday?
Not never, but again, it's not like Yom HaTzmaut. Yom HaTzmaut practically always does.
Right, but I'm saying, can it fall out on a Friday or Sunday?
So again, it's the 28th day of three days later. So it's 2 days later in the week.
If it fell on a Wednesday,
then that would be a Friday.
Friday. So I'm
right.
Assuming that year they push it back to Thursday?
What? They yes. Yes, that would be the only way that would happen. But any other case, only on the rare cases when Yom HaTzmaut works out right, then Yom Yerushalayim works out wrong. Right? But Yom Yerushalayim almost always ends up working out right, as opposed to Yom HaTzmaut. The question here is whether you have a right to do that.
Well, actually, no. There's another case. If it gets pushed, if it's on the Shabbos and it gets pushed back to Thursday, Yom HaTzmaut, so then Yom Yerushalayim would technically fall out of Shabbos, so it would have to be pushed back also.
What?
You gave an example of a case where Yom Yerushalayim could fall.
No,
Yom HaTzmaut could fall on Shabbos, but right. It gets pushed back to Thursday.
Right.
So what?
So then Yom Yerushalayim would be a Monday.
Oh, okay.
Right. It'd be a Monday, right?
Because right. So it's pushing back days, yeah.
Right, because again, you're not yeah. Moving the calendar.
What is the big deal in moving?
Why don't I just not celebrate those
things? Oh, so what you're saying is you're assuming that it's arbitrary. Now,
yeah, we decided we're going to celebrate Yom HaTzmaut.
Just cut out the...
It wasn't something that was biblical.
It was not biblical, no. That is
we're
true.
We're going to celebrate this...
But there's a reason, again, so the question, if you're telling me, is that we're just grateful to have the land of Israel, and because we're grateful to have the land of Israel, let's just celebrate one day, any day, it doesn't have to be any day.
Any day, it's as close as we can to that day.
Well, no, so that's the question, again, so the question is, if you tell me, again, if you tell me,
exactly what they're doing.
I'm saying, what's the big difficulty in doing it? Talk to me about moving Yom Kippur, okay. You don't want to fast on Shabbos.
Yeah.
Or moving Tisha B'Av. But the moving Yom HaTzmaut, Yom Yerushalayim.
Well, the question is again, to the extent that you're not taking the date that seriously, so what gives you the right to all of a sudden introduce this celebration into the sphere?
Or is there a way for us to just cut off the celebrations up in a way, meaning that... No,
so let's discuss this. So the question...
It's kind of a hard argument to make that this isn't really the day, but even though it's not really the day, we're still going to make it fair.
Right. That is the question. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that's the question. So among the things that people are bothered about Yom HaTzmaut is the fact that it just all of a sudden becomes this, sometimes it's Gimel, sometimes it's Dalet, sometimes it's Hay, sometimes it's Vav. Now, the question is, can you do that with holidays? Can you have these holidays move around? Do we have any other holiday that works that way?
That's not a holiday.
How about holidays?
Purim in theory could be.
Purim, excellent. What day does Purim fall out on? What does it say in the first Mishnah in Megillah?
So it's from Yud Aleph through Tesvav is when you could read it. But
right, so it could be that it's Yud Aleph, could be it's Yud Beis. Right? Isn't that the same story? If we didn't have a trouble...
Oh,
but
what? That's
just that we can read Megillah. So, okay, but how about this idea of Yud Dalet versus Tesvav? If we have Shushan... So that, so the question that we have here is, right? Yeah, poor. Well, do you or don't you? When did you say Al Nisim?
Just say it
on Shabbos, right? So if you're saying Al Nisim on Shabbos, why don't I say Hallel on Shabbos here for my Yom Ha'atzmaut? Right. Again, I understand I got to move the Megillah, but that's it. I've got to move everything else. So that's what we're going to discuss tonight.
Well, in terms of this.
In terms of different opinions as what to do about this issue, which would sound uncommon, but it comes up always.
I think I remember when I was in YU, Hallel didn't get switched when it was, or they said it both days or something. I forgot. So there were two different meanings. I can't remember.
I think
exactly.
There's more than two different meanings.
No, I know that, but I think the main base measure said it. On the main day.
So, let's go to the sources. We've discussed this source many times. So again, number one, I just give you the Rabbanut's idea that you move the days. That's, in fact, goes back to 1951 when they first introduced this idea of moving things around early on. If you remember, we've discussed this. The major source we have for saying Hallel on Yom HaAtzmaut is a Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Shir Shabbat Torah Moshe V'Yisrael Amru B'Shar Shalom Min Hayam V'Hallel Zeh Miyamru. So who says it? Nevi'im Shebeneim Tiknu Lehem L'Yisrael Shiyu Omim Osob Al Kol Perek U'Perek Al Kol Tzara V'Tzara Shal Tovo Aleim Shenigalim Omim Oso Al Gulasam. So when do we say hallel? Whenever we have a bad situation, we get out of that situation, that's when we say hallel. That's what the Gemara tells us. There is a question that is asked. It's a lumdish question, and it's really the key question here is, how does this work? Right? So let's say today some miracle would happen. Today was Yud Zayin Av, and therefore the Rabbanim make a takana that from now on Yud Zayin Av, you're going to say hallel. What causes us to say hallel next year on Yud Zayin Av? Is it the fact that a miracle happened? Or is it the fact that the Chachamim told us that we should do it? Right? What?
You see? I would have said the miracle.
What?
Because the Chachamim told us to do it because the miracle happened.
Right. So, but what's the key here? Now, you may say, what's the difference? Why are you hacking this in China? What's the difference? Well, the difference is as follows, right? The question is, if the miracle would happen on Hey Ear, and the rabbis tell you, well, this year you do it on Vav Ear, do they have a right to do it? If in fact, if what the Koveya is, if what makes it happen is the fact that this is when the miracle happened, so the rabbis don't have the ability to fudge with it. Right, this is a miracle happened on Hey Ear. The rabbis have a right to determine that this is a miracle of the quality that we should celebrate it, right? But they are not the ones who are doing it. It's the miracle that made it happen, as opposed to say no. In light of a miracle, that gives the rabbis an opportunity to say, aha, this is a day we'd like to say hallel now for a day. In the Sefer Kanfei Yonah, written by Rav Yonah Metzger, who used to be chief rabbi, and now he's busy elsewhere, right?
He's writing his own sefer
in yeshiva. It was it.
Okay.
He writes it as follows, and the truth is he kind of borrowed this, shall we say, from Rav Goren, who said it earlier. V'yesh makom lachkor. One could go and try to figure things out. Mahu tokef hayantav shakot shed kovlu Yom HaAtzmaut. What made Yom HaAtzmaut Yom HaAtzmaut? Im tokvo noveya mikoach chachmei hador. Is it because the rabbis of the generation? Kishemotzara sarava Rashi. Paska im kum hamedina ki chol chovas havel v'simcha b'yom zeh midei shana v'shana. Is it because the chief rabbin had said, in light of this, we need to add a day to the calendar? Areshik tokvo hafach yos yom tov. Is that it? Odilma, or is it no? The fact that it's a holiday is because of the miracle that happened. It is the day of the fifth of Iyar that has its own holiness. So the idea is as follows. How do we understand the power of the Chachamim to make a day? Is it that the day itself happens, and now the Chachamim just have a right to determine if this was a miracle great enough to warrant Hallel? Or no, the Chachamim on their own saying that being that we had such a miracle, we would like to make a day. Now, in the event it's the day itself, which has its own intrinsic holiness, the Chachamim don't have a right to move it. It's Hey Iyar that is this day of holiness, not Vav, not Gimel, not Daled. If you tell me that, no, the miracle of this gave the Chachamim the right to make a Yontif however they see fit, right? It was the Kviyas that is what makes it into the holiday. Well, then they have flexibility. It's they're the ones who are making the holiday. They can make the rules. Rav Gorin points to several Gemaras, which may indicate one way or the other. Both by Hanukkah and by Purim, the same words are used for the establishment of the holiday. It says in number 4 by Hanukkah, "Shenichnasu yevanim lahechal timu kol hashmanim shebehechal." The Greeks came in, they went and they made all of the oils impure. Ukeshagavra machlus be chashmanav v'nitzchum. But then the Hasmoneans came and they beat them. But guvelo matzu elapach echad shel shemen shayemuna bechosmo shel kohen gadol. They found one little container of oil.
Vial.
It wasn't vial, it was very nice. For Hayabo Ever Rahadik Yom Echad, there's only one day's worth. Nasan Bones Likumimanashmona Yamim. One day's of oil lasted 8 days. Lashana Acharis Kva Umba Asum Yamim Tobim Bahal Bahodar. The next year they went and they established this as a holiday. So what does it sound like? What made it the holiday? The establishment is what made it the holiday. And therefore, is it that the day itself is a holiday, or is it that it has to be established?
What do you call the establishment?
So the establishment clause? Right.
Who do you consider the establishment?
So in this case would be the chief rabbinate. By Yom Ha'atzmaut. But there was the rabbis of the day. But they said, we see miracle, we're going to make a holiday for it.
That's similar to Purim, like where they won the war.
Similarly, in Purim, looking at number 5, Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Shochel Ehem Esther Chachamim Kivuni Radaros. I want you to be Koveya. I want you to establish this as a holiday.
Even though they won the war on the...
Right, so that's it. They were Koveya. So you see from there what? The assumption is that the rabbis are the ones who make it what it is. Very interesting. We don't have currently a holiday that was moved from its date that it should have been, but we will. What holiday will we have that arguably did not happen on the day of the miracle? No. Som Gedalia. Som Gedalia. What day was Gedalia killed? On Rosh Hashanah. If you look at the Beis Yosef, number 6 says, Kasur Benu Yeruchim, Shloshe Betishri Shabo Nerag Gedalia Ben Achikam Omer Ki Rosh Hashanah Nerag. He was actually killed on Rosh Hashanah. Benidchatan Yisrael Yom Chol. Now, what's going to be with Tzom HaRevi, with Tzom HaChamishi, with Tzom HaShvi, with Tzom HaAsiri?
Sasom V'Simcha.
Right? The Gemara, the Pesach in Zechariah tells us that's going to be a holiday. So the holiday of Tzom Gedalia is not going to be on the day that the accursed day.
But it'll be on Rosh Hashanah.
What?
Into Rosh Hashanah?
No, it won't. So the idea is that there will be another holiday afterwards. The idea being that the assumption is that you do not, there is not an intrinsic holiness of the day that you have to hit.
that you pick a day to commemorate.
Right, but the Chachamim have a right to pick and commemorate. So assuming that the Chachamim have a right to do this, they have a right to pick and commemorate, so therefore what the Rabbanut did was fine. They said, when it falls out on Wednesday, hey, we're going to commemorate on the 5th of Iyar. And the other days we'll do it on the 3rd, on the 4th, on the 6th. You know, that's what we're establishing.
When Mashiach comes, is there going to be a Rosh Hashanah?
I assume so. Why not?
Maybe it was.
Rosh Hashanah. So I would assume that would have made the perfect sense to do on that day.
But again, what? Yeah, I assume we'll have Rosh Hashanah. I assume we'll still have years, and they'll have beginnings, and they'll have ends.
Still Yom Kippur?
I imagine. Why not? So?
It won't be at Tzom. It won't be at Tzom.
There will be a Tish Abav. There'll be a ninth day Abav on the calendar. We just won't be fasting. Mm-hmm.
The holiday, yeah. Mm. Happy day.
What?
It won't. No.
Yes, it will.
Why would it change?
Why would it change? It's not a sad day. It's not on the list.
Okay.
So.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't say it.
Right.
What's
that? Rubi? Shvi. Shvi. But Shvi means some Gedalia. It doesn't mean Yom Kippur.
Right.
Now, it's interesting. So again, we have two proofs. Now, I'll admit that none of these proofs so far are all that strong. Right? The first proof we had is Kavaum. So again, that's you're really slicing it thin. It's not a great proof. And the idea of the fact that this is going to turn into a holiday, there are issues with that as well. Among them being, if you look at the Yerushalmi says that in fact Gedalia was not killed on Rosh Hashanah, but rather he was killed on Shlosha B'Tishrei. We are actually, that was the day, actually. So if that actually was the day, there's not a lot to talk about. So in terms of that, so Gorin brings these things as proofs. They're not the strongest proofs. That really what matters is what the Chachamim say, not when it actually happened.
That happened when that was written by the Nevi'im, right?
It was written by Zechariah.
Zechariah, okay, so that was already after the point of.
Zechariah was one of the last three Nevi'im.
So it was after Gedalia.
Gedalia was long gone by then, right? So, in fact, those sources which point to the fact that you can move it. You know, aren't the greatest. When it comes to, we had mentioned earlier on, the Gemara talks about the idea of when Megillah is read Bismana and when it's read Shelo Bismana. Right? Bismana means it's standard. However, if I live in a small town, there aren't that many people, maybe there's not even a mikveh there. So in that case, you know, I'm going to have to go to a bigger town in order to go and read my Megillah. So the question is, what's the real day? Is it that Purim moves or Purim stays? So Rav makes this comment that says that if you're going to read the Megillah on the regular day, if I'm going to read it on the 14th day of Adar, I don't need a minyan, I could just read it myself. However, if you're going to read it on the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, then I need a minyan. Rav Asima bein bezmana bein shelo bezmana ba'asara. He said, nah, you always need a minyan to read it. So one time it came up and Rav said, you should be machmer like Rav Asi. Miyamar Rav Hachi, does Rav really say that? V'amar Rav Yehuda, bray the Rav Shmuel, bar shiras, mishmei the Rav. Don't they say in his name? Purim Shechali Yos B'Shabbos, Erev Shabbos Mana. If Purim falls out on Shabbos, can that happen? What? Shushan Purim can, right? So when do you read the Megillah? Friday.
You can't push it off, we'll
be
past that point.
Below Yavor. You can never do it afterwards. Right. Right.
You make the suit on Shabbos, but you do everything.
No, the suit you don't make on Shabbos.
Part of
Sma,
what's it called?
Poris Mapur Makadish? That's on Friday going into Shabbos.
Right.
That's when Purim actually falls out on Friday.
That can only happen where?
That can happen anywhere. That can happen here, there, everywhere. Up, up, down, down, right, left, all around. It can, that can happen without a problem. So he said that really that's the Zman switches to Friday. Erzman of Shabbos Zmanim Hu. What do you mean Friday is the real time? The real time is Shabbos. It's, you treat it the same. So what do you see from there? That you never need a minyan. You could always read it on your own. So lo, when you make a megillah ba'asara, ela my er Shabbos zman la'afuke mid'rabbi. Damar ho'el v'nidchol ayaros min kamo yidachol liyom ha'kanisa. Ha'kamash melon de er Shabbos zmanim. He said, no, it's saying something different. That I might think, once I'm not going to do it on the right day, why don't I move it to Thursday? He says, no, you do it that way. So what's the implication here when it comes to Purim? What is the real day? So the Rambam says, what? Is right, the same idea. Is can you move something? Can you move the real day? Or no, the real day is what it is. So in fact, it would seem from here, from this thing, and the fact that the Gemara Paskins, Ketzad Chol Arba Asol Yos Be'echad B'Shabbos Makdim L'Kom B'Chamishi Hu Yom Echad Asar. So he's explained, so that when the Rambam gives the halachas, how can you read it on different days? Chalios b'shlishi karim b'sheni shu shrosh asar, chalios b'rvi karim b'shneni shu yom shneim asar, v'chol elu makdimu v'karim b'kodim arba asar, ein karim osa pachos me'asara. So the Rambam seems to be saying that when you move it, that's not the real day. The real day stays where it is.
What's this opinion based on of Rav that if you don't read it on time, that even, sorry, no, just opposite. If it's, yeah, if it's not on time, that you need specifically 10, but if it's on time, it could be 1 or 10. Why does it have, when it's not on time, have to be 10 specifically?
Because I assume the reason that you're moving it for a reason. So if you're going to have the same 1, why won't you just read it at the right time? Indicating that the wrong time is the wrong time. So you have here the basic question of whether you can move it or not. Can you move it or not? It has to do with the question of what really sets it. Is the day have a certain amount of holiness, or does it in fact know the holiness on its own does not exist, but it's the rabbis who they make a decree what it is, and they have a right to do whatever they want. The Tori Evan has an interesting comment which is very related to us. So why don't we read the Megillah on Shabbos? Why are we moving it? So read on Shabbos. What malacha is involved? It's muks. Why is Megillah muksa? What? You might carry without an error. Right.
Similar to the lulav example.
Right. So the Tori Evan says, wait a second.
Leave it in shul.
Someone came along and they introduced this idea. What gave them the right to introduce it? Originally, right? This was a later takana that you can't read Megillah on Shabbos. It used to be that means they did read Megillah on Shabbos. So the original Beis Din that said this is what's going to be Purim, what did they say? They said that Purim's going to be even on Shabbos. Right? Therefore, the later Beis Din, which says no, not on Shabbos, how do they have the right to do that? They're not greater than the first one. So the Tori Evan says, Pirush Rashi, Mashu Zuz Zmana Kavua Lohu, Mimei Anshi Knesset HaGadola. We'd all come and Makdim on the Erev Shabbos. He says, it seems that according to originally when they set this up, they would actually read the Megillah on Shabbos. Well, Hachi Kashule, so the question is, Hash Shabbos Zmanu Mu? So you see that the Shabbos is the real time you're supposed to be reading it. Right, Shari, Yudalit Hukva Leprozim, Ela Hachi Nakar, Hoa Velishna, the Tishma Mina, Hoa Vetiknulem, Chachme Yisrael, Shaacha Knesset HaGadola, Rahak de Meshum de Rabba. But later on, a different rabbis came on and said, no, because of this concern, you might carry it, they made a takana. Harehu lanu kiyom uzman hakavua mitchila. So therefore, that's the way it was supposed to be. V'chalafa pishu shalo bizmano havi kizmano, v'kasha lahavin. So I don't understand. Ha teinach rabba adun refarish to high tamad ein karam megil b'shabas mishum shema yavir ikal meimach hachom machron tiklu b'chal b'shabas l'haktim l'er shabas. He said, I get that, Kamuda. But wait a second, what gives the later Bezin a right to do it? He said, So he makes an interesting idea. He says, in general, a Beis Din doesn't have the right to do things. So it doesn't have the right to move things around like this. But in order to avoid someone doing an Isser, right, specifically in this case, of Purim, to avoid someone from being Machal or Shabbos, they have a right to say, don't read the Megillah. So too, the idea would be that when it comes to Halal on Yom HaAtzmaut, even if you tell me that in general they don't have a right to do it, the Torah Yevon indicates that you can, in order to save Chilul Shabbos, you do have a right.
Why are you doing Chilul Shabbos in the same
Halal?
You have to do it.
Oh, so that's the question. Wait a second. The reason we're moving it is because of what? Why are we moving it?
Celebrations.
Celebrations. So the question is, what does that have to do with my Halal? In fact, that is what is raised in the next idea. Rav Ariel in the Ol HaShatara says, you could ask me a bomb question here. The question is as follows. Let's take Purim that falls out on Shabbos. Do we move Purim when it falls out on Shabbos?
It sounds like we do.
We move certain aspects of it.
Well, we moved the reading of the Megillah.
Yeah, we move all that.
Right? And we were going to move also with that, we move the Matanos L'Avyon. Right? Those two get moved together because the people, they come to collect their Matanos L'Avyon when there's a Megillah. Right? So therefore, those have to go together and I can't carry it, so that's going to go. Then afterwards, I got the problem, well, what about the Seuda? What about Shachmanos? So they go together as well.
Right.
And if I had a Seuda on Shabbos, it wouldn't be clear necessarily that it was for Purim.
And it would also be a problem because people are carrying the Shachmanos.
Right. No, not necessarily, you don't have to. Right, so because of that, we're going to move that till Sunday. Well, what's left? Well, whatever wasn't effective didn't get moved.
Al-Anisim
does not get moved. The laning, the maftir. I read the maftir for Purim. What?
Would that be the
nine of
Sukkim that you would
name? No. So the haftorah is the haftorah that we read for Parsha Zachar. So what do? I don't move Purim. I just move the aspects that are problematic. So that being said, why don't they just do the same thing with Yom HaAtzmaut? I hereby announce that when Yom HaAtzmaut falls out on Shabbos, you should not have an air show. You should not have barbecues.
Right.
Right? However, say the Hallel on the fifth day of Iyar.
Right.
That is the question. So in fact, according to that, it would seem that it would be appropriate for us in America to have Yom HaAtzmaut on which day?
On the fifth day
of the year, because we don't have barbecues. What happens? I'm going to bring the chicks up from Stern. So I can wait to do it a day earlier, a day later. They don't care. Right? But at the end of the day, though, right? What are we doing that has a problem? So the Rabbi Ariel says that. He said, look at Purim. On Purim, all what you do ultimately is move the problematic parts. But what isn't problematic stays. You're not going to move that away for Shabbos for no reason. I'm still going to say Al-Hanisim. And Al-Hanisim is really the same as the closest thing we have is a Halal on Yom HaAtzmaut. So keep that. So he says there's two reasons why he's opposed to that. It's Aleph Meis. One, Kol HaTakonos HaKdomos Yom HaAtzmaut Elul L'Yisorer. He says, wait a second. What's going to happen? We're going to announce that Yom HaAtzmaut is really on Thursday. But people say, wait a second. But they're saying Halal on Shabbos. That's the real. They're pulling one over us. We're going to have the air show. We're going to have the mangal. We're going to have it on Shabbos, because that's the real day. So the whole thing that I'm doing by saying Halal on Shabbos is potentially going to undermine the whole thing.
So you could say an argument for Purim. People will say, wait a minute, because you're saying Al Nisim and Shabbos, that the other things are
no.
We make an argument, which is really bad argument, but still. Mm-hmm.
Right, that is a probably a safe argument to make, right? But the idea being that they're gonna celebrate on Shabbos also if they see that we're saying Hallel. That's A. His second concern is he doesn't want to have two Yom HaAtzmaut, one for the religious and one for the non-religious, right? The religious will have Yom HaAtzmaut on Shabbos, and the irreligious will have on Thursday.
Oh,
right? He said those that for those two reasons he thinks that it is that reason that we should therefore keep it the way it is, and we should not say Hallel on Shabbos.
It seems strange that on a regular Shabbos, non-religious, to make the barbecue and having air,
going to the movies,
doing whatever they want anyway. So why does that? If this is,
because this is also seen
as holiday.
It's seen as a religious holiday as well.
I understand, but it doesn't. What's the difference to every other Shabbos?
So you're arguing back on 1951. You're saying, forget the halacha. Why did you ever move it? What are you gaining by it? It's not like they're keeping Shabbos now. So instead of going to an Asher, they're going to the movies. They're going to go to the soccer match. Right? So you're questioning whether the whole idea from the beginning was worth anything.
It should be a state. It should be a
country.
I think
right. So the idea is to move the military parade?
I think it has a little bit more to do with the fact that as a state, we don't want to recognize an event or allow people to celebrate
a national
event on Shabbos.
So don't.
Similar to a bank being open on Shabbos in Israel, the bus is running. We don't want the state, even if people do things in their own private, we can't stop them. But as a public thing, we don't allow certain public celebrations or public movements.
Right. Right. That's the question. That the idea is. Right, you're not opposed to that, but in terms of the halal and the actual chag, to the extent that there is such a thing, right. That should remain the way it is. So it's interesting. Rav Gorin wrote about this. He was the first one. He wrote a major article in 1972, right before he became the chief rabbi. And in it, he went back and forth. He wrote down all the sources. It's probably the key article on the topic. So he says, first he says, do the davening, do everything on Shabbos, and then have your barbecue on Sunday. That's what he said. And he brings portions that say that. But then he says, you know what? I changed my mind. He ends up by saying, he said, there's a difference between Purim and Yom Ha'atzmaut. On Purim, where we do this, on Purim, where we keep the holiday on Shabbos, where we move the pieces of it, he says that's because there's a problem with Purim. When the rabbis first established Purim, they established Purim as a day that would happen on that day no matter what. Later on, there was a concern that if I allow you to read the Megillah on Shabbos, it's going to lead to problems. Okay. So at that point, they couldn't move the holiday anymore. And therefore, he said, they had no choice but just to move the problematic parts. But here on Yom HaTzmaut, the minute they established Yom HaTzmaut, they also established
that
it would be movable. Then that's what he did. Oddly enough, Rav Gorin backed out. It's a well-known fact that Rav Gorin changed his mind. And in the, I think in the early 80s, he announced that he's going to say Hallel on Shabbos, on Yom HaTzmaut. He says, you can celebrate all the rest, but in terms of Hallel, he says, you can't have a floating holiday for Hallel. And therefore, Yom HaTzmaut is on the fifth day of the year, and that's the way it is.
I think it's no different than Purim argument, where we say that Al HaNisim is said on the day of Purim, no matter what it is.
Right? Okay, so that's the argument. So again, originally he thought that way, then he backed out of it, and now he's back to that. That's how Rav Gorin ended up. He agreed with that. Now, we will note that this is an ongoing disagreement. In the YU based Medrash, they follow Hey Eir no matter what. So this year, on the fifth day of Eir, which was a Monday, Rav Schechter said Hallel in the base Medrash. And then on right, and then on Tuesday, Rav Goldbach said his Hallel in his minion. Right, so therefore you have here this confusion. But Rabbi Willig, Rabbi Schechter, both think that the second opinion is right. You don't have, if you tell me that Hey Eir is a day that is important, it's like Purim, and it is that day. If you have to move parts of it, you move parts of it. But that does not give you a right to pick up and move the whole holiday. Yes?
Why
something that's nidcha, or that we're not doing on the exact day, is it that really it's not the day, but we're just doing it to commemorate, or is it no? I mean, I guess Yom Tov Sheni is a similar example, but or is it no? That it's the Zman.
So what? So again, so this is an interesting question. So let me throw out a case which is very important to this. Let's say Tisha B'Av falls out on a Shabbos like it did last year.
It's Nidcha to Sunday.
It's Nidcha to Sunday. Very good. Let's say a kid has his bar mitzvah on the 10th day of last year. Does he have to fast?
It's a Nidcha, you're saying?
On Tisha B'Av, he was a Katan. On the 10th day of Av, he's a Gadol.
Yeah,
on the 10th day of Av is the fast day, but it's, again, so if you tell me the real day was the 9th day of Av, so again, he doesn't have to do the makeup.
Wait a minute. So he doesn't have to fast.
Of course he does.
Sure he has to fast.
Of course he does. It's the 10th.
I'm asking on his bar mitzvah.
His bar mitzvah is the 10th.
On the 9th.
No, his bar mitzvah is the 10th.
So if the three fasts before came out.
The 10th is Sunday.
Right, but his bar mitzvah was on the 10th.
Oh,
his bobio, the day
he because he was born on the 10th. Ask his mother why he wasn't.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Right, so basically, is that your question, Avi?
Right, so where I'm heading with this is that, so you can say that none of these things, especially like, for example, Purim, it didn't happen in 1 second, but it was a general zman. Right? We had a war, they were fasting. It happened over a period of days.
No, I think the actual victory came on one day.
Okay, so you can say it, but there were nisim throughout, let's talk about the state of Israel, that, you know, even for Yom HaTzimut, right? So yes, there was one day, this is the Independence Day that the UN declared the state of Israel.
So Rav Gorin raises this idea. Rav Gorin raises the idea
there,
that...
the general zman of...
You know what the problem is with that?
There was a war.
But you know what the problem
was? The war wasn't in one day.
It was 6 days, I understand.
Right. So the generals, what's the whole purpose of this whole thing? The whole purpose of this thing is to thank God.
But here's where you're walking into trouble. So if that's the case, if you don't care what day it is, if I got a whole bunch of choices, so get
within
the heck out of...
limits.
So get out of Sphera, buddy.
Right, so there's within limits.
Well, I'll tell you. So do it for the armistice at the end of the Milchemet HaShechrur. Do it for then.
Right. So.
Right. That one could make a strong argument.
It has to be within parameters. You can't just say, you know what? Let's just make it in. Let's make it in the in winter break because everybody has vacation then.
No, you want the kids to be in school for this.
So there has to be parameters. The parameters are.
Right, but I'm saying that. But there's no. There's
to be within 6 days or within 3 days or within the.
No, again. So again, I would think that just stick it on the day that of the end of the war. Stick it at the end of the war.
Right, so what I'm saying here.
Right, stick it on the day of that the UN announced the partition. Do it in November.
Right.
So, I need you to back up a second. Why can't we read Megillah on Shabbos?
Because we're concerned that people will carry it.
That's,
yes.
That's the only reason.
That's why we don't blow shofar.
No, shofar.
It's the
same guy, same rabbi. Right, now again,
do we evaluate the day? Do we evaluate the day as, no, we're just doing it because...
So that's I'm only dealing with half the question today. Right, the half I'm dealing with is, do you have a right to move it at all? Right, if you're telling me either this is the day or it's not the day. Now, assuming you can move it, well, what happens to Heir then? Do I say Tachanun on Heir? Let's say this year.
Well, according to Rosh Hashanah, you can't do that.
Rosh Hashanah is not moving. Rosh Hashanah is not moving.
I'm saying, according to him, you're not saying...
Right, as I'm saying, according to the other opinions. According to Rosh Hashanah, on the next day, you can say hallow. You can say a tachanun.
Right, and according to Rav Golovin, say on the fifth day, you would say tachanun.
What? Would he?
I think he would, if the 6 days is when he's saying hallow.
What? Do you say that? No, that's what Avi's trying to say is it that the holiness of Heir remains the holiness of Heir, but I am celebrating it on the 6th. Therefore, just like Purim Katan, just like Shushan Purim, just like all these days, I'm not saying Tachrin. So Heir, also, I would not say Tachrin.
Right, yeah,
just like on Tisha B'Av, we do the Dvarim Shabbat
Sinai. Yom Tov Sheni, right? Yom Tov Sheni.
That's not a good example.
Well, I'm saying we say hallow, right?
What?
We say hallow, right?
Yeah, because that yeah. Changes.
Right.
We know it's not the day.
No, I believe it is.
So how does this come out?
That's another discussion.
I don't
know.
So we're saying hallow. Why? Right now we're saying hallow, and it's not the day. So why is that?
But it is the day.